Hey everyone, welcome in to another Daily Editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, you and I are recording this about half an hour before the Fed meeting and statement. We're not going to talk very much about that Fed meeting or the statement, well, because we don't know what it is, and usually the volatility we see around these statements and meetings is very short-lived. One thing I want to start off focusing on when it comes to the gold sector are the majors. Look, over the past 7 months, it really seemed like everything, majors, high-quality companies, and even some of the low-quality companies, they were all moving lower, trending down together. But the majors have started to bounce back. I have a chart of Newmont here, and in March so far, Newmont's had a great month. It's only had one, maybe two down days, and is up just this month a little over 15%. That's encouraging, at least to me, to see some of the potentially bigger money start to come back into the sector. Jordan, what have you noticed when it comes to Newmont's move or any of the other majors that you're following?
Well, Corey, you know that I follow the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index, and I saw the weightings for that somewhere a couple years ago, and I'm desperately trying to find where they are again. But I recall that the index is heavily weighted towards the largest companies like Barrick, Newmont, even Franco-Nevada is in there. And, you know, even in February when I thought that the market could be bottoming, I was using this index to bolster my argument. And anyway, the index went lower. But as you've noted, I mean, it's come back, or the, some of the seniors have come back really nicely in recent weeks. And so this index has been leading, and that's a good sign considering when the sector was correcting, the seniors were really leading the way down. I mean, normally you would think the smallest stocks are leading on the way down. So this is encouraging to see Newmont and this index really make a good solid rebound. I mean, it bottomed at the 400-day moving average, and it also it looked like it did. It looked like it had a breakdown. So that's another positive. When you can draw a line and the market's bounced off it a couple of times, then it breaks below it for a little while, but then it comes back and recaptures it. That's a sign of a possible false breakdown. So that's another positive sign. So I'm not telling you that, you know, we've bottomed, we're about to grow to the sky here, but it's just a good signal that money has come back into the largest companies, because that's we need to see that, you know, if we're going to build on the little rebound that we've had so far.
So Jordan, is this move in gold, you just referred to it as a little rebound, is that all you're expecting here, or is this the start of, let's say, another upleg?
Well, I wish I knew, but I can't say for sure. I do think that we are going to see some more buying, some more higher prices, I should say, with respect to this rebound. I mean, the stocks have been leading gold a little bit, and that's a good sign. And I think, even if this is not like the next leg higher, I still think there's room to move higher here in the short term. I mean, that's my expectation. The market got really oversold. I mean, sentiment got pretty bearish. And we've rallied a little bit. You know, maybe the Fed will say something and we'll pull back because of that. But that doesn't bother me as far as the short term. I think the short term trend is higher.
Okay. What are some of the targets that you have then, and where, let's say, the short term moves could peter out at for gold?
For GDX, I'm looking at around 51. There's a confluence of resistance there. I mean, it could be the high 50s or even 52. I think the 200-day is at 52. And for GDX, I'm looking at probably 36, maybe 37. That level is the 38% retracement. The 200-day is at 37. So those are the levels I'm looking at for the stocks.
Jordan, what other markets are you watching closely? Or actually, let me ask you about the dollar. The dollar has rebounded fairly significantly from the low, pretty much at the very beginning of the year, right around 89. The dollar is challenging that 92 level again. Any significance in these dollar moves?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is significance, because if the dollar can push above that early March high and rally up to let's say 94 or 95, where there's more resistance, it's probably going to cause problems in other markets. You know, we'll probably see commodities take an even larger breather. So it could be, this is a counter trend move in the dollar, but I mean, if it can push a little bit higher here and get above that 92.5 peak, it will make things a little bit interesting given in the last year, you know, everything's been about inflation, reflation, weaker dollar, money going into commodities. I mean, that trade is really stretched for the time being. So it does need to pause. And I mean, who knows if the dollar can move a little bit higher, maybe that will cause yields to come down a little bit. So to me, there's some interesting cross currents going on. I still think we could get a little bit more of a rebound in precious metals, even if the dollar were to go higher. But I mean, it's interesting to me. We know that the Fed can't let the dollar get, you know, rebound too much. So it's interesting to me, you know, how things could or might change if the dollar rebound gains more traction. And last point on that, Corey, if you look at the net spec position in the dollar, it's really, really stretched to the downside. So there have to be some bearish bets there that need to be unwound. And look, that either gets done through time or price or a combination of the two. So to me, it's a very interesting setup in the dollar.
Now, because of how overdone some of the positions are in the dollar, and I think you can make that argument in some of the other sectors as well, even including gold, could we be seeing just a counter trend move this year? Could that turn into the theme here of these markets where all these sectors that have been unloved for the last, let's say, 6 to 7 months, they start to get a buy again and just a broad counter trend play?
Yeah, I mean, it is possible. And if the dollar were to rally, again, if this were to gain a little bit more traction and get up to at least 94.95, it'll be interesting to me to see how all these other markets react. Because if that happens and you see gold doesn't really sell off anymore, that's a really good sign for gold and precious metals if they can still hold up, even if the dollar rebound gains traction. So, I mean, that's something to watch for. And who knows? Like I said, you know, maybe yields come down a bit, you know, with respect to the stock market. I mean, the NASDAQ I'm looking at it very closely, and it looks really similar to 1999 and 2000. I mean, it's not quite as stretched, but there are a lot of similarities there, Corey. So I think we've already started to see capital move out of tech stocks and move into the more, you know, value/industrial type areas. So we'll see if a stronger dollar, I mean, reverses that or has any impact on that. You know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But it's something to keep in mind, because if the dollar is able to go above the early March high, it could trigger some changes or some new developments in these other markets.
Okay, final comments then, Jordan. Looping back around to precious metal stocks, is now a good time to be buying in your eyes, because a lot of these stocks have been sold off so much and because we are starting to see a bit of a rebound in the larger cap stocks?
Generally, I would say yes. I mean, it really depends on, look, I think everything has to be stock specific, because you could have stocks that are really oversold and probably hit their low, and it's a good time to buy those, even if they've already rebounded a little bit. But at the same time, you could have some stocks where, at least me, if I'm looking at the chart and looking at the company, maybe it just needs another 6 or 9 months of consolidation. So I wouldn't just go in and buy anything or everything. I would look carefully at your list, and the ones that have the least amount of downside and the best chances of performing this year, those are the ones that I'd focus on. I'd also focus, Corey, a little bit more on exploration. I think when, you know, we see metals price, gold is probably going to rally at least a little bit more here. But nevertheless, if this year is going to be a grind in the sector and metals prices are not going to move appreciably higher, then that is a more favorable environment for the explorers who are spending a lot of money and have a good chance to add a lot more value to what they already have. So those would be my thoughts on company selection.
Okay, Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there. Good chatting with you, buddy. Always interesting to hear what you're seeing in these markets. And hey, hopefully this is a bit more than just a bounce for the metals. And it is encouraging to see the rebound in some of the majors, especially Newmont. Jordan, great chatting with you. I will post a link to the Daily Gold below this interview so everyone can keep up to date on your technicals and what you are sharing with subscribers. Jordan, I'll chat with you next week. Thanks, bud.